Manning, DBF Mobile.
K8RUH Mobile. K8RUH Mobile.
WHGIO, admiring the moon is insane. Holy crap, that thing's giant.
The moon and the sun were pretty big today. This morning, I think the sun's still coming up real big.
Yeah, I'm heading west. I'm looking at my rearview mirror now. Yeah, it's crazy. They're almost in the exact same position. It's nuts. Well, I don't think we'll have many more of these this kind of weather, so I think we'll take it. It's supposed to get colder next week. But yeah, I just was heading west. And I was like, man, that moon looks awesome. But yeah, on the horizon, both 180 degrees from each other. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of impressive how the moon came up yesterday evening. It was gigantic. Last year,
gotta love what the atmosphere does for those kind of pictures and for our little hobby here.
Yeah, I did see also that the weather is supposed to change, supposed to cool off a little bit. Highs in the 70s as opposed to in the 80s. And that's what I like to hear. Cool down a little bit. Hey, I gotta take a call. I'm gonna be back momentarily.
That's one.
WAVAP. Taking 17 monitoring.
Don't know what that was, but please turn it off.
Turn what off?
Somebody came in here with some sort of data burst on their transmission.
Yeah, that's all. I didn't hear it. KK7CU monitoring.
Cut. 1, 2, 3.
BYU monitor.
N8KPP.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In UAC, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 4321. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1 in UHC. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 in UHC. 5 4 3 2 1. NHKPP. NHKPP.
W8NSC mobile. Heading GDF mobile. Have you done any audio tests with it yet?
I've done a couple, but I think the Bluetooth microphone works better.
It honestly sounds like you've got your hand over the microphone.
I have a feeling when they did the Mars mod, they sealed the microphone. I just been too lazy to go in there and look.
Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. Those radios, though, aren't they IP54?
Hold on, switching radios.
All right, let's try this. This is the Anytone.
Yeah, Trusty Dusty, sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm listening to the FBI repeater in Warren, but I'm using my node as the receiver. So that's why I have to go to higher ground.
Oh, okay, so that's what you were telling me the other day. I'm actually coming through Warren right now.
Yeah, for a moment there was a lot of key-ups. I don't know if it was key-ups or just local interference nearby, but it was, like, doing it for about 15 minutes.
That must have caught the tail end of that, then, because as soon as I got in the truck, turned my radio on, I updated the firmware this morning, so I brought it in the office. But as soon as I got everything hooked up, it was constant key-ups. Now it seems good, unless we're just occupying it.
Yeah, it might be one of the other nodes or the other link systems, but if I remember correctly, Sean disconnected it, and it's just FBI only.
Yeah, I've been, well, I don't know if UMP is part of FBI, but we're going out on UMP too, because Warren and UMP are the two that I use as soon as I get south of, like, 26-mile road.
Yeah, UMP is not part of FBI. It's part of MI1, whatever it's called. but I think Sean is out in Lansing, so he may have linked it back up because he's going to, you know, he can get in through the Danville repeater.
Convenient when you got access to all that stuff. That UMP repeater's nuts. I can hear that pretty darn clear at my house even.
It should have about the same footprint as the other one, the GRMS one. So the other reason why I might be muffled is because I'm still getting over a cold or whatever, so I am a little congested. So, but still, there is a big difference between this one and the other one. So I got to look. I have a feeling like when they sealed it back up, maybe they moved the whatever cover was over the mic area. So I'm not sure what I can do about that. I could try drilling a hole and get through it to the mic, because I don't think it's the actual radio that's the problem, because if I hook up a USB, a Bluetooth mic, then it's fine.
I just hope it's not like the FT5, where if you're using a speaker mic, it sounds fine, but as soon as you use the onboard microphone, it sounds different.
Yeah, me too. And but I'm hopeful. And anyways, I mostly use the Bluetooth mic with it. I just happen to, you know, it's all the way downstairs. I don't want to get it. And my Anytone was within reach, so I grabbed that.
Kind of happy to say that I've only used my 75 since I got it. I haven't even used any other radios since the band showed up. I figured out the speaker mic situation with it, too. I tried two different Kenwood Fans P45Bs, which are like $80 speaker mics. They both are the exact same thing. And the cheap Woshin sounds good. All the cheap Chinese cake plugs that actually snap into place sound good. And it's probably because the tolerances are different. So I think I ruled out that it's not my radio that's got a bad K connector. It's these Kenwood mics that are just kind of poopy. So what I ended up doing, and I don't know if they're meant to do this, but there's like, before the coil, there's a section of straight wire from the K plug. I ended up wrapping it underneath the clip and then around the other side of the radio to keep tension on it, and it seems to be doing the trick.
explain to me what happened. It doesn't sound good. The microphone doesn't sound good unless it's got to be pushed in more or what?
Sorry, I thought I gave you a rundown on that. No, so the Kenwood mics, the cabling's so heavy, I think that's part of it, and then the top, the smaller pin, which is for the speaker, it would work its way out just enough for the radio to think it was disconnected, or worse yet, it would connect, disconnect, so like the radio would freak out. But the most annoying issue was I'd be in the middle of a transmission and it would back out enough to drop the transmission. So I was trying to have a QSO with Anthony on my way to work the other day and it just kept dropping. So I even ordered another one and I was like, maybe the one I got from Greg's got different tolerances or a bad pin, I don't know. And a brand new one did the exact same thing. So then I ended up finagling it to where it's wrapped around behind the radio under the clip, and that seems to do the trick. You can have tension on it, so it needs to come back in. So, I don't know, $100
disconnect. Because the part of this is why you gotta get a node. Ridiculous.
I'll get one. I don't know. This is another thing I gotta do when I get in the truck, and I'm all about the ability of just like getting in the truck and turning on a radio.
This is what kills ham radio. Old guys that key up their mic and don't know what they're doing, feeling around with their equipment and keys dropping, not contributing at all.
Yeah, it won't be long until that generation's not around anymore, so give it time.
Then I'll be doing it, because I'll be old and senile.
Yeah, and then we get to yell at you, like, Dave, you're doing it again.
May not make it.
I don't know about you young people using radios, telling me what to do. I'm going to Costco. I'm going to loiter around, get some free samples, and block everybody in the lane, in the row. That's the way I like it.
Why don't you sit home and smoke some dope?
That you, King, up there, young man?
Anyway, yeah, you should pop open the 52 and let me know. Now I'm curious. And somewhat relieved, if that's what they all sound like. Do we have anyone else that has it that we can compare to?
I honestly don't know. I don't think anybody else has that radio. But it's definitely different than the other 52.
Is the build quality the same?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same radio. I just, like I said, I think when they opened it up, I think they probably just moved the thing. I doubt they tested it other than whether it was working or not. So it's hard to say. I mean, the best I can do is, I know how to open it up. I can go and open it up and look at it and see if it's obstructed, and then if it is, then move the obstruction out of the way. But like I said, I have to save that for a rainy day.
You got yours from HRO, right? That's the part.
Correct, yep.
I was wondering that earlier when I was staring at my radio. I'm like, I wonder, like, what attention to detail and care they put into modding them. Or is it, like, soldering on you? Like, here, you gotta take this out and this out after you take apart the radio, and then put it back together and make it look as nice as you can. But, like, honestly, when I opened mine, it looked like it was factory. Like, I couldn't tell that it was opened at all.
Yeah, they should have, they should be the, you know, they were the techs. When I was talking to the guy, he says, well, I gotta send it to my tech, and he's going to do it. He's going to do the work, and then they'll ship it out. And but it ended up being that they couldn't, they must have not have been able to do it in time, because it ended up coming from Phoenix anyways. So somebody in Phoenix did it. So they only have, only some other locations have, you know, techs that do this stuff.
All right, that makes me feel a little better then. But yeah, I mean, so far, every time I've paid for one to get done, they've done a good job. I'm sure they do a better job than I could do. Although I did solder on a micro PCX onto a tiny little drone yesterday, and it worked, and it looks good. So removing components is a lot easier than putting them on.
So are you going to get the, you get that little amp that I was telling you about? It's almost the price of a radio, though.
I don't know. That's what I've always looked at. I haven't tested the one I got from Sean. Let's use the one from Sean at home, which I can, but I mean, then I got to get it outside and collect and all that stuff, so I don't know. And then I don't have, and that's no different than what I have to still figure out how power is going to be. But, I don't know. I feel like when I'm using a radio on my travel to and from work, it's not perfect. It's not what I used to have, but the setup I used to have was like $700 and an actual proper mobile. Now I'm literally just working on an HP, so I don't know. I feel like I'm getting by, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's when you get to the fringes. I mean, five watts will work only so far, and then you gotta, you know, then you need to boost. You know, you really don't. If you had a 20-watt radio or less, or something around 15 watts, I should say, it, that would be more than enough. That's why I keep on mentioning that DB20G, because everybody that uses that seems to be fine everywhere. And you just need to have a, you know, you might have to put an antenna on your roof. And they make short ones. Like I tell you, like, you only need a UHF one, unless you're really going to do VHF on anything. The antennas are really short on UHF. A quarter wave is perfect almost everywhere.
NADVF. I know, I've been looking at them for my Comet Mag mount. I've been looking at big pocket mounts. If I figure out a way to cleanly and very incognito mount a setup in this truck, I will. That's my big thing. I like it. Very low profile, like that Signal 6 BNC mag mount. I love that thing. And I'm pretty sure the antenna is rated for 10 watts, so I could get that little piece I can put it at 10 watts and probably be fine. Or I could even probably push it a little further. And if I took a $20 antenna, oh well.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a link to the one I got. It's really tiny. And I kind of put it near my the shark fin in the back of my car, and it kind of blends in. I probably could get a lighter mag or a thinner mag mount, but I have the same one that I used for my, the 2x4 Comet. So I'm using that same mag mount, but I have a shorter, the short quarter wave antenna. And it looks pretty, good. I mean, the only thing is, there's a coax running across the roof and to the back of the vehicle, but, it works.
I was even looking at doing a fender mount, those stubby GMRS looking antennas, but I don't know if I gain anything from that, other than being able to put more power to it. But I don't know. If I can find a mag mount for a 259 plug, or 239, I can't remember which one's which, 259, then I would probably switch over to a proper antenna, like a 12-inch to an 18-inch, and then I could run an amp however high I wanted to, but I really like that I can reach up there and literally throw it on the floor, and it's the size of a hockey puck, not even.
When I go to the car wash, I just put it in the back. Yeah, it's not that big. It's just the size of, good description of it, but it's not really tall at all, and it fits in the bag. I actually, I have a pizza pan underneath the, where the spare tire is. I put a pizza pan under there, and the magnet actually, kind of attaches. I know where the pizza pan is by the, just by the force of the magnet. And you can actually put it in the back of the car inside, and you can actually use it that way as well, and it works pretty good. I probably put on low power. I'll just be listening. I won't be transmitting, and I can hear all the repeaters just well with that.
I told myself earlier today too, it's like we still have full foliage, so it's only going to get better, right?
Okay, Theta. Yeah, we'll see. Winter always does electrical shortening of antennas and weird stuff like that too, so I don't know. But yeah, should be better when UHF is better, in the inner city, because it's like, you got all these buildings and stuff that bounces around. Where you're at now, you're probably better off with VHF because there's wider open spaces.
That's something I keep forgetting to do is test the Lake Orion and Lapeer D-Star repeaters, which I believe there's a VHF and a UHF. I'll have to try those. But I still don't think that's going to work because those are like 15, 20 minutes away from me. But yeah, there's no VHF entry in FBI, is there?
No. Well, I can tell you that Lake Orion one, when I was in Sterling Heights, I was using my 705, and I had the Comet 2x4 inside the house. It was just on top of a dresser with I think an aluminum foil for the ground plane, and I was able to get into the Lake Orion D-Star repeater. I was talking to somebody. He was driving around in Rochester. I didn't think anybody would be on there, but I was just like, through my call sign out, and somebody answered.
Well, good. Hopefully it's something else I can do for my house, because my only option is Romeo. I might be able to get into the GMRS repeater in the wintertime, possibly, but the only repeater I've been able to hit from my house was the Romeo one.
Well, you can't even hit the Lapeer one, W8LAP.
I don't know if I tried that one yet. I got a couple I gotta try. My wife works all weekend, so I'll be home playing with radios.
Well, I don't know if you kept your Comet 2x4. You should just, you'll be amazed at what you can do just putting it somewhere in your house. I know you don't want to get too involved with all that stuff right now. You know, just having better antenna than an HT whip antenna will do wonders.
I had two of them, one on each vehicle, and I kept one for my mag mount. And I haven't broken it back out yet. It's still, I think it's in my garage. But it's just so big. Like, when I put that on top of a truck, I can't stand how it looks. It's obnoxious.
Well, yeah, that's why I was suggesting just use it at home somewhere. I mean, don't necessarily have to put it inside, but you could just, like, make a ground plane for it that you stick the antenna to it and just for goofing around in your driveway and stuff and see what you hit. Or you just put it, you probably don't want to put it on your car because you don't want to scratch it, but yeah, I would try that. You know, some people put it on top of the refrigerators, but I don't know if I'd try it with the amp, though. I wouldn't do more than 5-10 watts with it being on a non, you know, being inside the house or whatever.
Maybe what I'll do is I actually have a really sweet attic at this house. It's huge. I could run coax into my basement, maybe, and hook it up in the attic, and it would probably do all right. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be talking in Mount Clemens, but I know I'll be able to talk to Romeo no problem, and probably Warren.
Maybe Lapeer, and maybe Richmond, and maybe Lake Orion, I don't know. I mean, Lake Orion's what? It's got to be like due west of you, right?
I didn't hear anything you said because of the degenerates on the GMRS repeater. What'd you say?
I was saying Lake Orion should be due west of you, right? I'm mental map in my head.
Yeah. It might actually be southwest of me. I think Lake Orion southwest of me and Lapeer is like due west of me.
Well, that Lapeer repeater I think is on 2 meter. And so is the D-Star, like KD8I or something, I forgot what, EYE or something. You should be able to get into that, but like, I don't know what it's linked to, or you know, what their default reflector is.
So there's Lake Orion D-Star at 145.13. Then there's Lake Orion D-Star at 444.262.50. Then there's W8LAP, which is FM, 146.620. And then there's the D-Star, UHF, 442.750. So there's actually quite a few options that I could probably, if I put in a little bit of effort of what I got at the house, I'm sure I'd be able to hit them, no problem.
And you can always do like I do. I listen on the repeater frequency, but I talk on a node. but that's kind of a little wonky. I don't think you can really do that easily with the clear node. I have one of my nodes is basically a receive only node, and I don't have the transmit going out. And I can point that wherever. So if I want to pretend like I'm on the playing repeater, I can, you know, listen to the repeater and then do that output thing, or the input thing, I should say. That way I don't have to worry about if I'm in the basement or whatever.
That's usually my strategy when I'm at home. If I'm at home, I just switch straight over the node and don't worry about it. I keep my, I've got that, I forgot what it's called. Hold on, I have it right here. It's the Diamond RH707. I actually really like this antenna. It's the one that folds 180 degrees. I keep that in the truck, so when I get home, I just disconnect everything from my little wide-o stand on the 75 and put that on it and turn on to my clear node.
Well, way to do it. Yeah, you got to figure out a way to put something in your truck. Just put, have it mounted under the seat and a switch to turn it on and off. Then you can just cheat with and use your HT that way. Don't even have to put an antenna outside.
I'm losing small base in here, so just rough there with me for a minute. I'll tell anything, if the 500 drops below $100, I'm probably doing one of those motivated to put that in the truck because the seat is in the head unit, and that makes it a way cleaner install. I just mounted above my ear, like my 200 was in my work car. And then I'll just keep a back mount in the back seat, you know, a nice small, low-profile one.
That's the way you can do it, I guess. And, yeah, I like the 500. It took me a while to figure out the PMG mode. The other thing, too, is I had to get that regulator. I don't know if I'm pretty sure I linked it to you. There's a 13.8-volt regulator. And because when my car would shut off and then turn back on, it would drop down to 11 volts temporarily, and that would be enough to shut the radio off. This little device that I got keeps it at a constant 13.8, regardless of what the voltage is. And I was amazed. I didn't think it was going to work. I said, well, I'll take a chance on it. And it actually works. It tolerates it, and it stays at a nice, the voltmeter registered like 14.0 or something, 0.1 or something weird like that, but I think that was just my cheap meter.
Oh, it sounds like a little capacitor. So, I've actually been tossing around the idea of just ordering one of those and then putting the 891 on hold because I still don't know how much time I'm going to have to get out and do stuff. As much as I want to, I still have not gone hunting once in the last, couldn't tell you, probably 2 or 3 months. So getting out to play radio is still going to be a challenge. That's why I'm like, well, maybe I'll just put a mobile in the truck and call it a day. I am in the truck every day now. It's not like before where, like, I didn't leave the house, or if I did leave the house, it was to go run to a client real quick. So nice to meet you today. I don't know. We'll see.
Did you send it over to me, Dave?
Sean,
Mason? Yours, but your audio compared to Dakota's is just so low, I could barely make it out. Anyhow, I'm out here on 127 coming out of Lansing. I'm in Mason. I'm going to say hi to Jason and Mason. But I heard something scratching my mobile, and I'm like, really? So I fired up BB switch, and there you guys were, Mason City Limits. So I am definitely Sean and Mason. Go ahead, Dave.
Very good. Are you actually driving home? You can answer on your next round. Go ahead, Dakota.
Man, you're out there. I'll have to get a signal report from you guys real quick before I get out of the truck here. I'm about 2 minutes away from the house. Go ahead, Sean.
On the phone app, I'm more testing the T-Mobile coverage out here than I am anything else. And but you're sounding a little popcorn, but you're fine. You're in real well. And so no problem there. I'm leaving the State Police Post of Lansing. I'm going to go south on 127 and catch 94 because I got to stop in Ann Arbor and come home. And this time of day, it'll probably be as fast, if not faster, because of all the horrible, horrible road conditions on 96 and then 275 and all that. So taking the long way home and probably get home faster. Dave?
Yeah, you're sounding really good for where you're at. I mean, you'd do better if you had a little more power. It's good enough if you can make it all the way to your house.
Well, I'm at my house, and I know. I think I might go that route. If I do four times for another radio. I'm gonna buy a mobile first, and then I'll get back into the HF stuff.
I actually heard you crystal clear on a hill out here on 127 in Mason, on the actual air, but I couldn't make it back. But I'm back down in a little bit of a hole.
Why don't you just get on the anvil?
All right, I think Dakota's home. Sean's going to try to get on Danville. I got it clear because my family just got home, so I will chat with everybody later. KFADA.
Fred, was that you? Why don't I just what?
Yeah, you know the Danville repeater.
Mm-hmm. Work car, my work radios. I'm not sure I have any of those programmed in here. I need to get around to that.
So disappointing.
I'm fast leaving Mason. I'm heading down toward Jackson. So how far will I carry it actually?
I don't actually remember how far south you can go with from Mikey's machine or not.
On it, I think. .444575, but I'm not hearing myself either from the phone to the repeater or the repeater to the phone.
I guess, I don't know.
I didn't hear you come over it. I didn't come over it, so it must not be connected. That's right, 444575, right?
Correct, yep, 444575. Maybe you turned off the node inside the controller because the IP link is there.
The road and make an order here in the next couple of minutes. So I don't want to be too distracted here with this. I'll be back. W8FD.
N-A-K-T-P.
K8BB.
Okay, I'm going to switch back to BB Switch. I was on ground wire coming in on Hoyt. Now I'm on BB Switch. On M14 out of Ann Arbor, heading for Plymouth. W8FU.
Chicago style, they've got a
gourmet deep dish, and then they have a Sicilian deep dish, and then they have a New York thin crust, and then a gluten-free, I guess. But, you know, and so it's hard to decide, and I ended up buying one of the Sicilian deep dish and one of the gourmet deep dish. And so, you know, that's why there's so much. And Itty and me got larges, so we're going to have a ton of pizza for a long time. I'll freeze it. No big deal. But I just pulled in the driveway, so I will listen out for any comments, and then I got to start unloading and get to the pizza.
Okie dokie. Sounds delicious. I will check it. I do like a good deep dish. So, all right. 7-3. We'll catch you later. K8BB.
Bounce around on that. I mean, I got my TYT DMR, but when I'm running around somewhere, you know, I don't get a lot of coverage on it. All I got is MI5, and I want to get into the Brandmeister and the East Coast Reflector and all them, you know, talk to some other people throughout the U.S.
Yeah, Zoom Spotter worked fine for that. It's not a bad little unit. I think they're $100, maybe a little more nowadays. Ham Radio Outlet has them, and I forget the name of the software that it works with, but it gives you that too, and that works remarkably well. So if you want to do cheap and simple, that would be the way to do it. But yeah, I'll find you on the QRZ, and I'll send you over what I got.
Awesome, man. I'll order it off of Ham Radio Outlet. That's great. And so I was looking at DX Engineering, and they have one there, but it was like $100-some-odd, and the reviews aren't all too great on it. So I'm like, I'm hesitant on getting that one, even though DX is a good distributor.
Was that the MMDD that plugged on the top of the 5-star, or was that the Zoom Spot?
Oh, I can't remember. It was an LT. They have two of them. They had the 5-star one there, I think, for like $400 or $500, or was that the Bridgecom one? And then the one cheaper than that. I forgot what it was. It's like this little module. I mean, if it's Jason, he'll order it. You know. But that's great, because I trust you guys in here. I'm sure they test a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, but they're looking to get in and get into it on the cheap. You know, the open spot and all that other stuff, that's all kind of plug and play, and you're kind of paying for that luxury, in my opinion. If you just want to just build one, an Amazon one, and the MMDVM, just order, start off, here's how I was just starting off, order the cheap single channel, or single slot, one from Amazon, MMDVM. You don't need the display, you don't need any of the crap, or whichever one is the cheapest, it will be fine. And then just go and get yourself a Pi Star and go to that CHIP website. WCHP, or WPSD is what it's called, and that's all you need.
Yeah, I just want something to mess around with, and I don't want to go too crazy just yet. But yeah, I mean, I think I have my updated email in QRZ, so yeah, if you just want to shoot me a little info on that, that'll be great, and then gives me something to play with.
I'd be glad to. Okay, I gotta let you go, buddy. I am in the driveway, and I've got to take my doggy for a walk, or she's gonna be deeply upset. So, 73, you have a good day. Clear in your final. NAKPP.
Enjoy your walk with the puppy. 73 for now. KCAKJO, clear monitoring.